The Cardinals have been playing very, very well. Nolan Arenado, a three-run homer, seventh of the season on Wednesday night. But he's one of a very few that has been pounding the ball. Overall, baseball as a whole is struggling mightily at the plate this year.
Yeah, there's no question. And a lot of people don't know why. Both pitchers and batters are talking about the baseballs, that they're not the same as they have been in years past. Just a little over a week ago, there were 56 batters hitting at or below 200. The league batting average as a whole was 231, and that was the lowest league batting average in the history of baseball dating back to 1871. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's different balls. I don't know if it's better pitching, a combination of both. But I think one thing that has changed in baseball over the years, you hear a lot about launch angle now from hitters. You hear a lot about exit velocity. There are a lot of things in baseball change. You don't see a lot of players hitting 280, 290 anymore.
No.
You don't see small ball anymore.
Right.
It's just the
Although
game
the
has changed.
Cardinals have played a little bit of that.
Yeah,
this,
they have, and I applaud them for that because you want to win however you can.
Right.
But there's a lot of star players right now that are struggling at the plate,
mm-hmm.
One being Juan Soto of the Nationals,
mm-hmm.
But there are others.
And John Heyman of the New York Post has even gone so far to say baseball's dead ball era is back, and here's how Major League Baseball can fix it. So when I question one baseball lifer about where all the offense has gone, apparently transfixed by one deadly dull game at that moment, he responded with two words, Angel Hernandez. Okay, on that particular night, the devilish Angel was the solitary culprit in Philadelphia, expanding the strike zone to Bucks County via a season-high 19 fallacious strike calls. So he's blaming it on the umpire. The result was a 1-0 sleeper of the kind that's becoming much too common. But the reality is the issues go way, way beyond the umpires we love to hate. The dead ball era appears to be back. Baseball knows it has a problem, and that's why changes are coming next year and why they continue to work on it. In the meantime, we hear it's early. While fingers stay crossed, the hope is things will get better as hitters adjust, pitching staffs decrease, and weather improves. Now, remember, because of the Major League Bargaining Agreement, didn't they do less spring training and started the season quicker? And I thought they said, well, that's going to hurt the pitchers. But apparently it's the batters they're having. Night after night, and this is more from the New York Post article, we witness great pitching, immaculate D, and an utter lack of hitting. There are signs we could be getting back to the unmentionable 68 season, a season saved only by the memory of Denny McClain, who became the last pitcher to surpass 30 victories, and Bob Gibson, whose 1.12 ERA may never be surpassed. A crackdown on sticky stuff. And the addition of the DH for 15 more teams was supposed to beat back all that. Now they've got almost every time an umpire checks a pitcher's fingers, it's some kind of a big social upheaval or it goes viral. They're giving some of the stats. There are too many reasons scoring has been sent back to the 1960s, the most obvious being a baseball purposely altered to avoid another season like 2019, when nearly everyone turned power hitter and the game developed into a 9-inning home run derby. One Major League Baseball coach said, we're not using the Titleist Pro V1s anymore. The current ball, engineered to be less hard and less bouncy and have more drag than in 2019, is the most obvious case for home runs to decrease a whopping 27% and runs to be down to exactly 8 per game from 9.19 last year. But the ball is just one of many that is the problem. So,
well, you look back at the runs per game. You talk about year 2019. The Yankees led in runs scored per game in 19 with 5.77 runs per game. And you look at it now, there's a tie at the top for runs per game between the Dodgers and Milwaukee, 4.96 runs per game.
Well, the game from dreary to downright dull, but this guy says once the realization that not everyone is a home run threat sinks in, maybe most batters will finally curtail that hideous launch angle and just aim for contact. Just maybe the long-forgotten stolen base and the hit-and-run play will be reintroduced. For now, there's a long list of reasons why 2022 looks like a transitional year of the pitcher. The theories are many. The short spring, the young live arms, 15-man pitching staff, starters can go as hard as they can, knowing they have as many as 10 guys in reserve. Guys you never heard of are coming out of the woodwork throwing 98 miles per hour. The hitting gurus and the analytics. Nerds who always think the best way to score runs is hit homers.
Offense sells. Yep. If you go back to the steroid era, that's when baseball made a comeback.
Right. And the humidor. They mentioned the humidor.
Yeah, the humidor is in all ballparks now. They think that's affecting it. But when you can't have it both ways. You can't have really good pitching and really good hitting in the same season. You can have a little bit of both, but you can't have both all year. If you got really good pitching, you're not going to have really good hitting, and vice versa. But offense sells in every sport. And I don't know if they need to make different baseballs, but I do believe that there are better, younger arms coming up throw 100-plus miles per hour that we haven't seen in the history of the game. I think that's part of it, but I also do agree with the launch angle thing. Everybody's taught to have that launch angle, and then you see the exit velocity.
Right, and then you see strikeouts.
And you see so basically right now you either got a home run, a strikeout, or a walk.
Yeah,
so that's not exciting for fans to go watch.
The ball may be deadly, but the K rate is maybe the bigger problem. As one executive pointed out, that is not the ball, the strikeouts. Here's Jeff from Elkville wanting to talk a little baseball. Jeff, go.
Hey, what's up, Murph? I just wanted to touch base. Have you guys been watching the Cardinals-Giants series?
A little bit, yes.
Tonight? Okay. Normally I watch it on Bally Sports or whatever, but, my dad, he's always been a Giants fan, big since Willie Mays, of course. And, actually Willie Mays' birthday was yesterday. But I started watching the game on the Bay Area Sports, NBC Sports. And about the eighth inning of the last two nights, they've mentioned like SIU and a couple Salukis last night. And they'd always mention it right when they'd come back from the commercial break. So I wasn't really paying attention. I was just kind of waiting for them to come back from break. And I was thinking, do they have ties with SIU? I mean, the two announcers are Dwayne Kuiper and Mike Kruko, and they used to play ball back when I was growing up in the early 80s.
Kuiper definitely does. He definitely has a ties to SIU.
Okay, I didn't know that. Yep. I had no idea.
Well, didn't Steve Finley play for the Giants?
Yes, he did. I don't know if he played.
Yeah, Steve Finley played at SIU. He played with the Giants, so there's a connection there.
Okay.
Yeah, and and they did just have a pitcher. What was it? A year or two ago?
Sam Coonrod.
Sam Coonrod.
Maybe that's who it is. Maybe that's who they were talking about.
And the pitcher from Nashville. Won a World Series with the Giants, the lefty. Oh gosh, what's his name?
Kirk Reeder.
Yeah. So there's a lot of similarities between the Giants and Southern Illinois.
Yeah, yeah. And I know there's a lot of Cardinal fans out there too. I mean, I don't the fans travel well, but usually out in the West Coast, you don't expect to see that many Cardinal fans out there. But
I know what you're talking about because I was listening on satellite radio recently to when the Cardinals were in Miami, and Albert Pujols was coming up with a couple of guys on board, and the pitcher for Miami was struggling a little bit. And the manager, Don Mattingly, leapt out of the dugout and ran out there because the manager goes, well, he's not going to face the Hall of Famer Albert Pujols with a struggling pitcher. And I thought, wow, you get to hear it from a different perspective. You get to hear it from a different angle.
Yeah, it's
cool. Fascinating. Yeah, it is. It really is, Jeff.
Right, yeah. Well, I just didn't know if the Giants had – like a Salukis on the roster or whatever. But,
well, they might not now, but they have, and Kuiper is SIU. So, yeah, there's a definite tie in there.
Yeah, them guys, and they call fair game. I mean, you don't hear much griping or, homer, being a homer for the Giants. I mean, they call it like they see it, so they're pretty good announcers.
All right, Jeff, buddy, thank you.
All right, take care.
Did you hear this came out yesterday? That Bally Sports Midwest is going to start streaming Cardinals and Blues content. It's going to be about $16 to $20 a month.
It's all about the money.
It's all about the money.
It's all about the money. I hate it. You were talking about strikeouts. In Major League Baseball right now, as of today, three worst teams with the most strikeouts per game. Baltimore at 9.6, Oakland 9.3, 8 and Cincinnati 9.36. The three least teams that strike out the least, number one, Chicago White Sox, 6.8, Kansas City, 7.04, St. Louis, 7.23.
Yeah.
Well, look at the bottom three.
Right. Yep.
Look at the bottom three.
That's woeful. Cincy, Oakland, Baltimore.
Woeful.
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 Yeah.
You know?
So, the Cardinals won last night in San Francisco and doing pretty well right now. The Giants are struggling with their offense. But the Cardinals, Jordan Hicks pitched last night and did pretty well. But Dylan Carlson got
Juan Yepes.
Yeah, that's
the young
guy. Yeah, this is the guy that they just can't keep him out of the lineup, can they?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how much playing time he gets. But, ride him while he's hot.
Right.
You know, keep him in there. And a lot of talk this week about DeJong and some comments Mozeliak had about DeJong. And, at some point we may have to move on. I'm paraphrasing. So we'll see. But
I haven't really even heard his name mentioned around the Cardinals.
He's batting ninth now.
Is he? Okay.
He's just not hitting the ball at all.
Tommy Edman hitting leadoff's doing pretty well.
Yeah, he's had a good start to the season. Of course, Arenado.
Oh, he's on fire.
So we'll see. And, will it be long before Gorman gets called up?
Yeah.
We'll see. But, he's done great since he's been here.
Right. And who was the guy they had last year that they were so fired up that they wanted him to play more? Eduardo Sosa, or was that his name?
Oh, yes.
Edmundo Sosa.
Edmundo Sosa, yeah. And you get these guys and they make an impact, but boy, just think how frustrating that must be for this guy to come out and do something good and then, okay, we'll see you. You know, and it's just like we talked about with teams.
Brendan Donovan.
It's tough with players, too. Yeah, Jordan Hicks started last night there, staying with this idea of making him a starter.